WBBM traffic is brought to you by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Ricardo Muti leads the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Chorus in Prokofiev's Ivan the Terrible, February 23rd through the 25th at Symphony Center. Don't miss unforgettable performances of Prokofiev's music from Eisenstein's epic film Ivan the Terrible, the riveting story of a bloodthirsty tyrant, with narration by internationally renowned actor Gérard Depardieu. Ricardo Muti leads the CSO and Chicago Symphony Chorus in Prokofiev's Ivan the Terrible, February 23rd through the 25th at Symphony Center. For tickets, call 312-294-3000 or visit cso.org.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. The Blackhawks have 4 straight home games coming up, the first of which is tonight when the Arizona Coyotes come into the UC. Hawks currently 5 points behind Minnesota for the top spot in the Western Conference. Jonathan Toews has been playing out of his mind lately, but he gives credit to his whole line for that.
To play with Schmaltzy and Panarin right now, the way they're working, the way they're holding on the puck, and it's nice for us to get some results and definitely change the way you see yourself and your confidence and it's a lot of fun to come to the rink and keep working at it and keep improving off efforts like that.
Also on the Blackhawks front, they signed goalie Jeff Glass to a 2-year deal today. Glass appeared in 10 games for Rockford this season. To the Bulls now, they host Phoenix tomorrow night, but all the talk today, of course, regarding the NBA trade deadline, which is in 1 hour. There are rumors right now on Twitter that Doug McDermott has been traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Andre Roberson, but those are unconfirmed as of this point. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers sent Nerlens Noel to Dallas in exchange for Justin Anderson, Andrew Bogut, and a protected first-round pick. Bogut is expected to be bought out and become a free agent. Finally, in baseball, White Sox third baseman Todd Frazier is nursing an oblique injury. He's day-to-day, does not expect the injury to escalate in any way. The Sox also announced today that they will be retiring Mark Burley's number 56 on June 24th. And the Cubs have announced their starter for Saturday's spring opener versus Oakland. It will be Mike Montgomery. Join David Schuster for the Bud Light Talking Bulls with Taj on Friday, March 3rd from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at O'Malley's Pub and Eatery in Aurora. Meet Taj Gibson, get the inside scoop, and enter to win Bulls tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Gurney Volkswagen. When searching for a new Volkswagen, search GurneyVW.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The transition is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Now through February 28th, they're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle they sell. And it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
I said what I had to say. It is what it is.
Thank you so much, Kevin Zipak, for your efforts doing the updates. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, man. Reed Diaz helped out as well. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Our guest today, Dan Pompey, the Hall of Famer, talking about the Hall of Fame and digging himself right there deeper into the trench. Comfortable. Shouting from the bottom of the trench. Hello!
On the T.O. stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. We played him the T.O. stuff that T.O. said about him by name yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was fun.
I love that Danny will come on and talk about it. I appreciate it. Tim Raines was on the show today. Really enjoyed our conversation with Tim Raines, the newly minted Hall of Famer and former White Sox player. And now here they are. It's Burnsy and Goff. Hello, man.
What's up, gentlemen?
A year ago, we were doing a show from the auto show, and that's when the Bulls meekly let the trade deadline go by, and Gar Forman came down to talk to the Scores' David Schuster, and he said, Pau Gasol is an important part of this core going forward.
And Mark McLemore.
Important part of this core going forward. Ben McLemore, right? Mark
would be the former
Texas Ranger. Yeah. Dude, number two hitter.
I loved Mark McLemore. He could play everywhere, too. Mm-hmm.
And members of McLemore.
Including point guard.
I'm wondering if we're going to hear the same spiel this baseball year. It's like this is our core, and then it's all just lying.
Probably.
Because every offer I'm reading about from reputable sources seems to be currently the Bulls are in the we give you nothing, you give us something portion of negotiation.
Right, exactly. The Meritage for Okafor.
Without a first-round pick involved.
That's hilarious.
Right.
This from Mark Stein just now. ESPN says OKC, Oklahoma City, has interest in Doug McDermott as well as Taj Gibson. Sources say the Bulls, meanwhile, have interest in Cameron Payne. What can you tell me about point guard Cameron Payne?
Dance partner for Russell Westbrook at the beginning of every game when he does the intricate, elaborate dance.
The Bulls are not deep at dance partner.
No, they're not. And they're not deep at headband guy either, even though Bobby Portis wears one. So they're still, not deep. Right, they're still not deep there. No, he's an explosive, athletic dude who hadn't gotten his chance. He broke his foot last year.
Younger and more athletic, though.
Yeah, well,
theoretically.
Andre Roberson apparently was hugging people at practice today.
Dude, come on. How perfect would that be? How perfect? Like
they get American Tabo?
Oh, Tabo's good.
American Tabo. We said. Denzel Washington was great in that, by the way. American Tabo. Or like
Russell Crowe.
Like Michael Carter Williams, except he shoots a lot more. He's 24%. He's shot 133s this year.
Because he's had to. They're the worst.
He's open.
Wide
they're
open.
Running away from him.
Yeah, they're like, Russell.
Him on the floor with Rondo and Michael Carter Williams, and you've got a defense looking around like,
He's shooting guard Joe Kim is what he is. It's like they're giving you that. That's why you can take that. Yeah, I don't think a lot will be had to talk about in this trade deadline by the Bulls or a lot of these other teams. The big trade already happened. I mean, the DeMarcus Cousins trade, that happened, and now you got a bunch of people scrambling for cap space.
And Kyle Korver, like, it's a month and a half ago, but that's a big deal by one of the contenders.
Yeah. I do think the Boston thing is interesting, though. They're positioned, they're poised, they think they got an MVP candidate, they're young, they got all these assets, Love's hurt. And Paul George or Jimmy Butler is there for the taking potentially if you are willing to part with the Nets pick, and they're just not willing to do it. Like, they're just not willing to take
right now,
a shot this year.
I think they understand.
Give it an hour.
And right now.
They understand. I believe they understand that Jimmy Butler is a very good player, but I don't think they think that Jimmy Butler is worth what they're being asked to give up. And I also think they understand that Paul George has, what, a year, 2 years before he becomes an L.A. Laker? There's no reason for Magic to mess around and try to trade for him now because Paul is a Fresno guy. He's an L.A. guy.
I mean, everyone thinks he's going to the Lakers.
Yeah. So if you're Boston right now, do you trade all that you have been compiling for the last 4 years? This is 4 years of work that Danny Ainge has been putting in.
I know.
Not just last year, 4 years.
How many moments can you let pass without doing something with those assets, right?
Depends on what people are asking of you. And I think that's why we're banging our basketball heads against a wall right now, because I truly believe that after this trade deadline, we can comfortably sit in a place where we can say to ourselves that Jerry Reinsdorf and Michael Reinsdorf are comfortable with having given this city the greatest dynasty that it has ever seen. And now you make money off of that. And they've continued to make money off of that. And until people buck enough, See, now they're getting into the Buck fatigue where it's like, you know, I'm tired of talking about the Bulls. And like, we got them. We got him. We got on the other side of this thing. We have a star.
We asked for it.
We got a great individual game product that's enough each game.
They got on the other side of it. They got on the other side of the Ben Gordon, Kobe Bryant stuff. They got on the other side of the trade, Luol Deng stuff. They got on the other side of Derrick Rose being an MVP candidate and having to get out of here. Like they got on the other side of all these things. And now you got Jimmy Butler that you can present to people that want to go to the UC.
We presented it as if, like, are there people out there who want an entertaining product that may give you a round or two of playoffs? Are there people that want that window?
And those are the people to go to the games.
They came out to play and talked on the radio, too, over the last hour. They exist, and they have enough of them in their pocket that they don't feel as bad about it as we think they do.
The angry people don't go to the games.
Right, and that's only locally. Don't forget that when you're talking about international branding, marketing, etc., when you're selling jerseys still based on the power of your brand in China, it doesn't matter if somebody here is screaming on the radio about getting you closer to winning a championship, because you're worth $2.5 billion.
They're insulated. They have their bubble. The NBA is making a lot of money. They're what, the fourth most valuable franchise?
Mm.
Think about that. Like, they haven't won since 98. We've been spinning our wheels since,
right,
what, 07? 20
years.
06?
2 decades.
All right, so they're going to keep Jimmy and try to get younger and more athletic. Cameron Payne's 22. I know he's coming off the injury, but that franchise, look, man, time and time again, whether it's Harden or whether it's Reggie Jackson, I mean, sometimes people leave there and they're like, oh, there was more there. There was more meat on that bone. So
I don't think Cameron Payne's that guy.
Okay.
Yeah, Vincent Goodwill is now saying the Bulls have, quote unquote, strong interest in Cam Payne.
Yep, could be Payne for McDermott.
Think about that.
It would be a campaign promise.
Oh, Jesus. think about that, though. The guy that Freddie needed in his offense. He was friends. It was awful.
You're banking on a campaign promise. Yeah, that's why they'd make a deal.
Yeah. Enjoy yourselves.
But think about that if it's Doug, right? That you traded two lottery picks.
Frank Isola just said the Dougie McBuckets trade to Oklahoma City is getting closer.
There it is. So they need shooting and get themselves a shooter.
Like, he'd bring his barber with him.
Yeah, you ain't going to find much in Oklahoma City.
Well, for him, he's okay.
So he'll be fine.
Yeah. You guys may be presiding over the end of the Doug McDermott era this afternoon.
Which game was your favorite? Huh? Give me that.
I'll tell you, my personal favorite Dougie McDermott moment was when we interviewed him and he was talking about having to change his uniform number. I forgot who they acquired or drafted wanted his uniform number, and everybody on Twitter bombarded him trying to get him to pick 83.
Oh, and Dwayne Wade was
it. And he tweeted us like, what's the deal with all this 83 stuff? What's going on with tanks?
Yeah. It's the most fond moment of the Dougie McDermott career.
Yeah.
That and him shooting his shot via TMZ at, was it Kendall or Kylie Jenner?
Oh, right.
Which one?
Kendall, I think.
Pick a Jenner, any Jenner.
Yeah. You know, Caitlin.
That's your pick?
No, that's it.
Gotta shoot your shots, right?
All right, so the deal.
So clearly the deal that I would do for Butler, you guys would do in a heartbeat. They would do it in a heartbeat. I'm curious if you would do the one that Speak said.
Okay.
Because he's just ready to be gone with him. You said...
I was a little sheepish after I said yes, but I did say yes.
Speak jumped in with both feet. It was like, ooh, it's cold in here. There's not much conviction.
That's why I love him.
I think we've established that'd be a terrible
GM. Kamikaze missions.
like you sign off on a deal, then you call back like,
can we discuss this again?
Well, because my
so what was it? What were the parameters?
So mine was the top pick, the Nets pick, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and a future pick of their choosing.
No way in hell they're doing that.
Bye.
Yeah, right. To me, I just value Jimmy Butler and his contract more for you guys and whatever, so I knew you guys would say that.
Uh-huh.
Your trade was not a pick in this lottery.
My pick was
next year's Nets pick.
All we did was switch the Nets pick. Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, the 2018 Nets pick, and the future pick of their choosing, maybe the Clippers 2019 first round pick.
So unprotected?
What's that?
No protections.
With next year's Nets pick.
I don't know. It's
it has
2018. I think still has some protection.
It does have some protections. Yeah.
What they're telling you though is they're telling you Amir Johnson,
right,
Avery Bradley, Marcus Smart. You pick two of those, and maybe you get a pick for Jimmy Butler.
Well, and I think you actually need Amir Johnson for the money of it to work. But in terms of the assets that you'd really want,
you pick two. And get out of our faces.
Picks at all.
I would do Spiegel.
Would you do my pick?
I would do the Spiegel deal if they stripped the protections.
So
if I can get that pick unprotected.
Rick Camp saying that there are no protections on the 18 Nets pick.
How about it?
But all see, right.
So maybe it's the 19th pick, the Clippers pick?
The Clippers and the Grizzlies.
All right, they also have the 2019 top 8 protection. Yeah.
No protection. And they got the Grizzlies one, meaning that you're banking on the Nets being awful next year and then ping pong balls in 2018. You do that? Burnsy's with me.
Yeah, I think so.
Which always feels good.
You don't know who's in that draft. This is the good draft. Well, you're trading a top 15 player in a good contract for not a player in this year's draft?
Well,
how?
Because there's good players. You want to get into the Marcus Bagley III and Zion Williamson business when you can.
Zion Williamson stuff is
Have you
insane.
Seen Zion Williamson?
I haven't.
Okay, yeah.
I've read a little bit about him.
A franchise changer. So, there's a couple of players in because he's not going to be more than a one and done wherever he goes. So if you're going to do that, you better get the first or second pick, which Brooklyn Nets.
You're hoping the Nets pick
the lottery,
is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But that's 110 games of waiting to, best case scenario, have a 25% chance at that.
Well, it's like saving money, though. I mean, you know, it's you got to save it. You got to save as much as you possibly can. The Bulls have been spending your goodwill for a long time. So I don't know as a fan right now what you really need to feel good again. What a lot of fans need to feel good is right here. It's right here.
Status quo.
Is Jimmy Butler. And a lot of fans are fine. And Michael and Jerry Reinsdorf are very aware of that. John Paxson, for whatever reason, is hanging on to this.
When's the last time they traded high on somebody and got something? I mean, Joe ends up walking. You trade very low on Derek, obviously. Luol.
Well, that was their problem. They always believed in their assets a lot more than
way
the
too
NBA
much.
Did,
way right? too tough to negotiate.
I mean, the point of like holding on to somebody.
Heinrich Gordon.
Right.
Nocioni.
To the point of holding on to somebody last year and Powell, who you brought up at the beginning, who wasn't even going to stay.
Told people that he wasn't staying here. Told people. He told people around him that I am not going to stay here.
Can you not trade any lower than that?
They've done an awful job. They've done an awful job top to bottom, and they've banked on a guy who's developed himself into a very good player to get them 42 wins a year.
So you would do his trade? You would trade Jimmy for the 2018 Nets pick?
You know me. I want his ass up out of here. you can take all the picks off that you want. If you want to trade him for anything right now, I'm good. You got to get bad, and this thing is not going to get bad quick enough.
You also, the byproduct of moving Jimmy, you might get the rarest opportunity to give your coach a reset. Whatever you think he's worth,
he could be gone too.
He could be
a whole lot of them.
Terrible.
A whole lot of them.
I don't disagree. I'm thinking if you are. If he's staying.
Who cares about the damn coach?
He's the NBA so after bad. All, right?
Yeah.
Not only is the NBA, it's this guy and this franchise.
Yeah.
The talk of customizing a roster for a guy who doesn't deserve a roster to be customized.
Yeah, it's
for
weird.
Him.
I felt like
he's
that
got
when,
nothing.
When I was leaving the house today, my wife said, "Why aren't you wearing a tie?" And I said, "Well, you know, because it doesn't really call for one." And I just realized it's very Hoibergian. The particular look is just, I feel like I should have my balls cut off. Just to complete the ensemble.
Nobody listens to you here.
How good is Doug? Doug was going to help us space some floor for Russell Westbrook.
There.
Doug's going to get himself some looks, isn't he?
This is the thing, though.
He's going to get himself some real looks.
You don't hit shots with Russell Westbrook. It's a different story than not hitting shots with Jimmy Butler.
Oh, dude, how about when every opponent immediately attacks him on defense? Mm-hmm. How's Russell going to like that?
Yeah, with the ping pong hands where he's dribbling like Bob Cousy still, like the Luol Deng in front of you. Dribble.
The pity pat.
Yeah. They should be fine. You know, they're holding on, and they need Russell to come back at some point. So they're like, hey, we got you a shooter. Hey, we'll get you another young guy. But yeah, you know, this thing is, trade deadlines used to be fun for me. They used to be awesome. Guys actually got traded for talent reasons and not salary cap reasons.
Get off his basketball lawn.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, or I'll shoot at you.
You sound depressed, man.
No, I'm good. Oh, dude, I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm just sitting here looking at a lot of people who think that this thing is something that it's not. Like the ownership group and the front office have been telling you for years, what they've been trying to do. You haven't been reading between the lines. They are fine. They are happy
then
with the way they
are.
Why
would you say Paxson resign? He's got.
Why would he stay?
He's got unlimited job security and awesome contracts. He's overpaid and underworked. It's the American dream.
You think he's underworked?
Yeah.
What? Because he doesn't talk?
doesn't talk.
He travels a lot. Yeah. He does a lot of scouting.
You think John Paxton isn't out there?
No, yeah. He's out there. He scouts or whatever, but he wants to do that, right?
Mm. At what cost, though? Like, this is...
At his salary.
No, but I'm just saying, for a guy who is as much of a family man as he is, and a guy who is as competitive as he is, and let's face it,
is he that competitive anymore?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. These guys never lose that.
Well, then how do you stay there? That's my thing. Like, how do you stay there?
That's why I say.
Yeah, that's why
I at the end of this thing, if they don't want to trade Jimmy or if they don't want to start over, there's no reason, if I'm John Paxton, to stay. There's none.
See, and
it's
and
not about the money with him.
No, and Danny was talking about, like, the
American
dream.
Tournament for no damn reason and see the same GMs that are beating your ass every single season? Stop that.
Just be embarrassed when you know better than what the front office is doing, and your voice doesn't matter.
And now the guys,
enough?
not only the guys that are beating your ass, but the guys who are now laughing at you because you have a fading asset in Jimmy Butler. That's the thing. You've been shopping this guy for 2 years now. If I keep trying to sell you my car, after a while you're like, "Yo, what the hell is wrong with this car? Why don't you want it?"
And the car is older and worthless at that point.
Yeah. So if I'm John Paxton, there's no reason for me to do this.
Looking forward to you guys breaking down Cameron Payne and apparently the French 25-year-old big man Joffrey Laverne.
I'm good.
who is possibly coming back for both Gibson and McDermott?
What's his name?
Joffrey. Laverne.
Number 77. Surely you can't be serious.
Oh, Jesus. That's the second one in a transition. Transition is now over. That's the coach. That is the symbolic coach right there. Whenever Bernsie hits two bad jokes in one transition, it has to be
over. Hey, sky point for Terry.
How many draft picks led to Doug McDermott, by the way? Because you got the two.
Just some Nurkic and Gary Harris.
Yeah. But there were picks that led to even getting those picks.
Right. Yeah. It was like three or four that had to get him, and now they're going to sell him for
And now
this
it's Cameron Payne.
Six degrees. Degrees of awful.
Joffrey Laverne. Okay.
Hold on, go, Danny. Showed up at the right time, Danny.
Yeah, very exciting.
Big Bulls fan.
Yeah. Huge Bulls fan.
Oh, dude, you're going to be great.
All right, watching Taj and Westbrook.
All right, go get a nap. Because
I'm going to the World Series of Poker.
Yeah, we'll see.
For a good cause.
Or you get the Matt Spiegel Award, or you're the first bounty that's
oh, wow. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I want side bets with Benetti, Lawrence Holmes.
I wasn't even done with the intros. Yeah. I was not even done doing the thank yous, mentioning the sponsors, and Spiegel's like, I'm out!
I had to get home.
Bad enough.
then maybe I'll go to bed early.
It was my version of the Mitchie Shuffle.
There it is. Yeah, but he would just ghost. Yeah. He wouldn't say anything. He just kind of just, you know.
I don't have to leave if I get eliminated, right? I can still eat and drink?
No, you
gotta leave.
Gotta leave.
All right, maybe.
There's only so many of us that can be in there once.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'll break out of like
No, we're not going to finish off all this high-end booze by ourselves. We're going to need all your help there. Because once you're done playing, you can tip a couple back.
I'm ready.
So you'll be nice and hungover for tomorrow's show.
Good luck with the event. I'm sorry I can't be there this year. I'm sure it'll be great.
Thank you.
Have fun, everybody.
I should let people know, it is sold out. We have a limited number of first-come, first-served spectator tickets at the door, but that's it. We are locked and loaded and ready to get cards in the air at 6.
Have a good show, gentlemen. I'll see you tonight. They're Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago, from Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. I have finally figured out what bracketologists really are. Weathermen. You see, they're never wrong because they change their predictions every day. Here were some of the headlines I saw from them last weekend. Georgia Tech in, Syracuse out, Duke's path to number one seed, and Duke now the favorite again to win it all. Fast forward 3 days. Georgia Tech loses at home to North Carolina State and lame duck coach Mark Godfrey. Whoops, looks like Tech is back out. Then Syracuse beats Duke. Hang on, the Orange must be in again, and Duke's path to the number one seed has suddenly been blocked. Because the Blue Devils lost on the bank 3 at the buzzer on the road, they're no longer the favorites. Who is? Well, let's go to the weather map. Not Villanova, it just lost. Kansas? How about the entire ACC? Can't be Gonzaga because, well, the committee says so, right? More tonight at 11. I'm John Feinstein.
Riccardo Muti leads the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Chorus in Prokofiev's Ivan the Terrible, February 23rd through the 25th at Symphony Center. Don't miss unforgettable performances of Prokofiev's music from Eisenstein's epic film Ivan the Terrible, the riveting story of a bloodthirsty tyrant, with narration by internationally renowned actor Gérard Depardieu. Riccardo Muti leads the CSO and Chicago Symphony Chorus in Prokofiev's Ivan the Terrible, February 23rd through the 25th at Symphony Center. For tickets, call 312-294-3000 or visit cso.org.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for four tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance. This week in 2003, 100 people died in a club pyrotechnics accident at a Great White concert. This week in 2009, President Obama honored Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize. That same week in 2009, Rihanna issued a statement thanking fans for their support after an alleged assault by her at-the-time boyfriend, Chris Brown.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Imagine what you could get done if everything was three times as fast. You could read Moby Dick in 3 hours.
Poor Ahab.
You could watch an entire season of your favorite show in a single afternoon.
How long to the next season?
And you could fit an entire commercial into 30 seconds. which is why WoW now offers three times the speed, but without three times the price. And now you can get up to 100 megabits per second internet, plus medium cable on your choice of a premium channel for $74.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. So hurry up and visit Huawei.com to learn more. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
It is trade deadline Thursday in the NBA, and we've got, what, about half an hour?
Yeah, and then probably about an hour after that before everything is official, after the fax machines are done churning out all that delicious NBA material where everybody gets to find out where they're going to live for the next, what, 25, 20 games or so.
And then we hope to hear from Bulls executives before the show concludes. Joel Corey is going to join us at 3 o'clock to talk NFL. And then we'll have David Schuster from the Advocate Center at some point. It's on at 5:30. NBA surprises are along the way as well. Here on Bernstein and Goff, 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at bernsteinandgoff@670thescore.com. You listen to us live right there, too, because we're streaming. 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. We also have a website, bernsteinandgoffshow.com, for all podcasts and things like that. You can follow on Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Watch live, Facebook Live on the Score's Facebook page, and watch 670thescore.com. The director of that video feed, hello people, is Brian Gertsch.
Bulls news. Jimmy Butler has been traded to the Celtics. Keep it here for all the details on this huge Bulls move.
You can delete that one. Right down.
Forever?
Down. Yeah, no.
For this year.
Yeah, just for this year.
And our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski.
Breaking Bulls news. Carmelo Anthony is now a Chicago Bull.
You can delete that one, too.
How many of these does he have to do?
Well, that was from, what, like a couple of years ago during free agency, right? Or maybe from this year.
The best part is that because Mitch tries so hard to stay ahead that he's always...
There's like 40 of these.
But he's always asking, hey, what do you think? You think what should we be ready for?
Right.
Because I guarantee you he's got to feel like Taj Gibson has been traded and Doug McDermott has been traded.
Breaking news, the Bulls acquire Brandon Knight, which might happen. They were looking for a young, wiry, static guard.
Breaking Bulls news. The Bulls have traded Taj Gibson.
Well.
To somewhere?
Seattle?
LeBron is now a Chicago Bull. Is it too early for dynasty talk?
Chris, stop it. Don't make me go somewhere, Mr. Tannehill. Don't you do that. On this blessed Thursday afternoon.
Wilt Chamberlain in his prime has been retroactively added to the Chicago
Bulls.
Don't
you play those games.
Breaking Bulls news. The Bulls have traded Pau Gasol.
Well,
they were supposed to. They just forgot.
Maybe Mitch should be the Bulls GM. Couldn't do worse. You know, like,
why not?
Mitch, what? Mitch has been wasting his talents here as a program director for a decade plus now. It's time for Mitch to kick himself up to Bulls general manager.
He was GM of the Chicago Raptors.
I understand. I know Mitch's past. Kidding me? I know he likes bouncing balls hardwood.
The first time he hired me was when he was with the Chicago Rockers.
And he didn't learn, huh?
And we had worked alongside each other in the Continental Basketball Association, and he had me doing games for Dave Corzine's CBA team.
All right, just...
Yep, LeBron is now a Bull.
All right, I'm going to...
Nope.
You do that. You got two more times to do that before I lose it.
LeBron is now a Bull.
This is how spiteful he is.
I know.
This is the kind of guy
he is. That guy is our audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
What was your name again? Where were we?
We were in Cleveland, remember? That was a week ago. You and Dick Vitale?
Really? Refresh my memory, please.
That's the game where I told both of you to please just stop talking for like 30
Sam
seconds.
Sam Singer!
That relationship is just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
The best part was that big voice guy and his Pau Gasol. Get his name right.
Yeah. Anywho, from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. We start in the NBA. The Bulls, they host Phoenix tomorrow night to get things going in the second half. The trade deadline is 27 minutes away. So far, the Sixers, they've sent Nerlens Noel to Dallas for Justin Anderson, Andrew Bogut, and a first-round pick. Bogut is expected to be bought out and become a free agent. And just a few minutes ago, Houston sent KJ McDaniels to the Nets. That was according to The Vertical. In hockey, the Blackhawks begin...
Breaking Bulls news. The Bulls have traded Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol. Sounds like a cleaner. Pau Gasol for your bathroom. The Blackhawks begin a four-game homestand tonight when they host Arizona. Puck drops at 7:30. The Hawks are 5 points behind Minnesota with 22 games left in the regular season. Earlier today, they signed goalie Jeff Glass to a two-year deal. Major League Baseball, White Sox third baseman Todd Frazier is day-to-day with an oblique injury. The Sox will be retiring Mark Burley's number on June 24th. Get your tickets now. And the Cubs announced their starters for Saturday's split squad games, Mike Montgomery and Rob Zestrizny. Be prepared for winter, spring, summer, and fall with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
According to Casey Johnson on Twitter, says the Bulls are making John Paxson and Gar Forman available for questions after the trade deadline.
All right. What do you think you're going to get out of that?
Both of them. I don't know. I think it depends on the quality of the questions, right? If it's like last year when at the end of the year, Joe Cowley said, so is Gar safe in his job? Yes. Well, why is that?
Right. Why is this guy still here? As he points at Gar.
He's sitting right in front of him. Like, as you should. Nose to nose.
As you should.
Yep.
Kidding me?
What is this guy doing here?
You know, I was trying to think about this riding in here today and how to talk to Bulls fans. And, of course, whenever we ask people, like, if they're mad about something, immediately...
Yes, I'm outraged!
Right. All eight, all eight phone lines light up. And it's like, yeah, you said something about mad or free stuff.
What am I supposed to be mad about?
Right. But, honestly, as a Bulls fan, I want you to tap into whatever emotion that you have left. Maybe it's already left your body, like it's left mine. And try to summarize where you're at right now and when what this organization is telling you. And if you're happy, I'm not going to shout you down. If you're okay with how things are, if you just want... I heard a caller to the Spiegel and Parkin show say they just want to be entertained. Hey, God bless you, man. I know sports aren't that serious for a lot of people. Hell, they shouldn't be that serious for anybody, to be honest with you. But outside of the, yeah, I need everything to be burned down, if that's really how you feel that way. But I just don't know how many times a Bulls fan can be slapped in the face.
I get back to what we used to talk about with the Cubs, and we had a couple of longtime listeners who said, all I want is a place to go watch baseball in the sun, and it's like dinner theater. If they win, great, and if they lose, that's fine,
and
too.
And if that's how you feel, cool.
And all I said was, that's fine.
You can never...
But you can't ask for anything more. That once you admit that, once you say that's where you are not allowed to get angry when they make decisions that fly in the face of trying to win a title.
But you know those guys and girls aren't going to cop to that. And those guys and girls got paid off for the World Series last year, too. So
same people got paid off. Like, right. So I know I didn't really want this, but hey, it's great that you're bringing it.
Right. Those are the same ones that are doing trust falls from the, you know, the light poles outside during the parade. Like, yeah. they got their
trust
payoff.
Me with that next time.
Well, you know, hey, listen.
Trust me, you want to fall off a light pole on purpose.
There's oxygen that you're taking up.
That's like the selfies on the construction sites.
Yeah,
and all that. Type of buildings.
Yeah,
and
dudes hanging off of buildings, or like the tight rope act that guys are doing on the corners of buildings.
Just don't land on anybody. Don't land on
any car. Don't mess up anybody's property.
Don't ruin somebody's car.
Right. Right.
Don't take out a perfectly good sidewalk.
But then Streets and Sands guys got to come and clean you up.
I saw that. The old bus. Woman got blowed up by the bus.
Yeah, that was a bad day.
The big, heavy shovels.
That was a bad day.
It was awful.
It was a bad day. That's how Bulls fans should feel right now.
Hit by the bus?
Like, how many trade deadlines do you have to go through as a Bulls fan where you are assured that nothing is going to happen? And we, like, it's like Dan said, we still got, what, 23 minutes left in the trade deadline and probably an hour after that before everything starts to roll in officially. But if you wanted Jimmy Butler back, if you didn't want Jimmy Butler to be traded, if you wanted him to be traded, whatever the case may be, I just don't know how any rational basketball fan can sit back and be okay with this. And if you are, this is one of those times where I do need an explanation. I do need you to explain to me.
Where are you going and how are you getting there?
And how happy are you? Do you look to the Bulls for happiness? And yes, I know we're going to get our Blackhawks or our baseball fans are like, oh yeah, I don't care about this team at all. Fine. That's cool. Not talking to you. You know, and I can understand how you are happy doing other things. But for the people who sit down and talk basketball with their fathers and their uncles or their mothers and their aunts, for the people who are teaching their kids the game, for the people who watched a dynasty in the 90s, for the people who sat through awful basketball in the 80s, for the people who watched Norm Van Leer and Jerry Sloan do their thing wearing that uniform, for the people who sat back and watched a rebuild and thought to themselves, you know what, these baby Bulls, I'm here for this. I'm here for Tyson Chandler. I'm here for Eddie Curry. For those people, for the people who are on the group chats who every single morning wake up and say, you know what the hell's going on with my Bulls? Whether there's a tear there, whether there's a smile there, there's another trade deadline where the same thing is going to happen. As Dan mentioned, the status quo. And I feel like we're banging our head against a brick wall, and we're not really looking at what's being told to us. A
couple of tweets here. This is Sam Amick, longtime NBA guy, USA Today, says, I repeat, Paul George, barring a title chance in Indy, is hell-bent on heading for Lakerland. This message has been sent throughout the NBA. And from the official account of Celtics point guard Isaiah Thomas, a wristwatch emoji.
Yeah, he said he was... He said he was watching a TV show, so he's being coy about his cryptic tweets. And he said he's watching a TV show, guys, calm down. It's like, you know, trade deadline day is not the day to mess around with Twitter. And if Paul George does that, then he has assured them that he will sign there. And that's the only way you do that if you're Magic Johnson, because 2 days ago you told people that it's going to be a long process. If you're willing to give up D'Angelo Russell, if you're willing to get, which I don't think D'Angelo Russell is going to be anybody's star, but if you're willing to do that, then you must be assured that Paul George is going to sign there. There's some movement in the NBA, and meanwhile, Bulls fans, you're going to sit back, relax, and strap it down for another year.
All right, we are 20 minutes away from the NBA trade deadline. If something happens during a commercial break, obviously we will break in and let you know. Bernstein and Goff with you on the Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's a great situation the Cubs find themselves in where everybody deserves credit for what they're doing. You know that they're competent. You know that they've got the best people maybe in the game. They've gotten a lot of respect from everybody in town because I think they've earned it.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
WBBM traffic is brought to you by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Riccardo Muti leads the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Chorus in Prokofiev's Ivan the Terrible, February 23rd through the 25th at Symphony Center. Don't miss unforgettable performances of Prokofiev's music from Eisenstein's epic film Ivan the Terrible, the riveting story of a bloodthirsty tyrant, with narration by internationally renowned actor Gérard Depardieu. Riccardo Muti leads the CSO and Chicago Symphony Chorus in Prokofiev's Ivan the Terrible, February 23rd through the 25th at Symphony Center. For tickets, call 312-294-3000 or visit cso.org.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com. Everything under the sun.
See more. Save more. Direct from this year's auto show at Grossinger Toyota North. Hundreds of new Toyotas with our lowest payments. All right from the auto show floor. Save on a new 2017 Corolla L. Lease now for just $118 per month. You're looking for the best offers. Grossinger delivers. And every new Toyota we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation, plus extended service hours. Lease a new 2017 RAV4 LE for only $138 per month. See more, save more. Grossinger Toyota North's 2017 Auto Show is here with a new Corolla for $118 per month or $138 per month for a RAV4 at Grossinger Toyota North in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerToyotaNorth.com. That's GrossingerToyotaNorth.com. 36-month lease, stock number T70501, T70623, four-cylinder auto. You must qualify. Corolla 3918, RAV4 3938, due at signing, plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dock fee. Zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Offer expires at month end.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
This week in music history.
This week in 1960, Jimi Hendrix made his stage debut at a Seattle high school. Iconic Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain was born this week in 1967. This week in 1973, the Byrds made their final live appearance. This week in 1976, the Eagles' Greatest Hits became the first album to be certified platinum by the RIAA, selling 1 million copies.
See how it works at grasshopper.com. Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Trade deadline is more talk than anything normally. But, it's exciting for the fans to see what the team is going to do or don't do and all this and that. But a lot of it is just talk. And you can't really concern yourself with it. Every now and again, something does do happen. But, it's the business side of things. You can't worry about that.
All right, the latest here coming from Shams Charania of The Vertical. He says that the Thunder of Oklahoma City and the Bulls are nearing agreement on a trade to send a package centered on Cameron Payne for Doug McDermott and Taj Gibson. So now
then right after that, he said OKC sending Joffre LaVerne and Anthony Moore, with Chicago sending 18th second round pick with McDermott and Gibson. So did they lose out in Cameron Payne in 2 minutes?
Or are they also, is it Payne, okay. LaVerne, and Morrow for a second round pick and McDermott and Gibson?
I was going to say, if they don't get Payne in the deal, the young guard that they may want.
Right.
Because he's got back-to-back tweets here. So is that an also? Or, is that
That's unclear. Not
being able to fit everything in 140 characters? Because he puts Taj and McDermott in the second tweet as well.
You can't do that deal unless you're also getting Cameron Payne, right?
Shout out to the Bulls. Only the Bulls. Only the Bulls.
I can't criticize until we know, right?
Right, exactly. Shout out to the Bulls.
Oh, man. Now Woj says that Indiana has passed on trade offers for Paul George. The all-star forward will remain with the Pacers.
Yeah. It felt like they were just putting him out there to try to figure out what they could get for him, you know, before they go into the offseason. Yeah, this Bulls thing, though, they better have gotten the young guard that they want. By the way, with no one to teach the young guard, because I think Dwayne is gone bye-bye.
Think this is it?
In terms of, well, I'm talking about him removing himself from the season once that benching happened. Where it's like, all right, you don't want me to teach the young dudes? You don't want me to talk to the guys the way I talk to them in Miami? Then I'll just be over here playing every third game. So now you got Jerian Grant and Cameron Payne and Michael Carter Williams grabbing at each other, crabs in a barrel, trying to find minutes in Fred Hoiberg's terrific offensive system.
Big Al in Rogers Park, you're on the Score. Hello, Al.
Hey, guys, two things.
Big Al, they're coming for you, man.
Yeah, no, didn't we just draft a young point guard? Okay, and also, I got a deal for you. Let's throw Doug McDermott, Nico Meritich.
Well, Doug McDermott's a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder now, so.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
And, Big Al, he is, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, appreciate your call, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. Not today.
Waiting on hold while not listening.
Yes.
But that's okay.
Yeah, big Chuck Wasserstrom in Rogers Park, apparently.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
I told him that man is the property of the Thunder. He said, no, he's not.
It took too long to explain.
What's going on here? The hell are we doing here? All right, so Cameron Payne is a Bull, right?
Okay. Yes,
I'm asking you.
I'm looking at the same screen you are.
Well, someone get Woj on the line and make sure that his guy is tweeting out things that are clear, because we got to know if Cameron Payne is a Bull or not.
It has to be. You don't do that deal without Cameron Payne being a part of. You want to add Anthony Morrow and you'll make the money work and all that. And Rudy says, I love this day because I can use the same bit I stole from Jason Goff years ago.
What's that?
That TSA is issuing a tall bum alert for every airport in America. He adds parenthetically, and bun. Attention, there have been reports of many tall bums traveling through the airports. Please proceed with caution.
Well, speaking of, Denver will send a heavily protected second-round pick to the Bucks for Roy Hibbert.
Heavily protected, surrounded by armed right, guards.
Right. And Sean Spicer. he's clarifying how bad the heavily protected pick is. Yeah, dude, this is that day where if you're an NBA player, you know, you got the Turk in the NFL and training camps where it's like, come bring me your playbook. Yeah, you see a lot of daps and a lot of hugs around NBA practices today. Like KJ McDaniels. I feel like KJ
Hug a bum day.
Yeah, real deal. Yeah. We had a similar situation a couple of decades ago. It was just Hug a Black Day.
Yep.
But KJ McDaniels has been traded I don't know if this is true or not, Chet, but I feel like KJ McDaniels has been traded every year for the last 4 or 5 years. He is now a Rocket. He's going to the Brooklyn Nets. Like, this is that day where, you know, a lot of side chicks have to find a new guy, a new end of the bench bum to clamor onto. Like the Jahlil Okafor stuff too. I mean, if Jahlil Okafor is telling the Philadelphia 76ers that he wants to be a Chicago Bull, and the Chicago Bulls are telling him, we don't want to give that up for him, you're kind of stuck.
Are there some conflicting reports here?
What's that?
Because initially it was Yahoo saying it was LaVern and Morrow.
Right.
And now Brian Windhorst is saying it's Gibson, McDermott, and a second rounder in 2018 for Joffrey LaVern and Cameron Payne. And now Mark Schanowski says it's McDermott, Gibson, and the second pick for Morrow, LaVern, and Payne.
This is all fake news. I have no idea who to believe in this situation.
Why would you want to trade a pick?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you want to be stockpiling picks? I know it's a second.
Because they don't want to get younger. They're telling you that, but they want to get younger with their young. This is the clear.
Their young sucks.
This is the clear space for Bobby Portis, who scored 19 points the other day to finally achieve his glory.
In Hoffman Estates or here?
Here. Yeah. This is yeah, real deal. This is his chance to mix it up with the big boys, the power forwards around the NBA, show people that Bobby Portis is here to be reckoned with. No, man, this is they haven't drafted anybody and developed anybody worth a damn in years. So now their young is the young that they want to be.
Look what McDermott's become. Look what you had, and it was two first rounders, and then there were three second rounders involved now to get Doug McDermott. And now he's just part of a package to get you some guy who might be good. And you have to add another pick in there to get rid of him. I don't know.
If you're a Bulls fan, like, what's the point right now? What's the point? And you know me, I'm not the guy that's trying to sell anybody on basketball. I enjoy the sport. I enjoy watching it when it's played well. I like the league because of the things that, you know, how innovative it is and how progressive it is. But if you're a fan of this team right now, what's the point?
What are you getting out of it?
Real deal. Like, I've seen Sox fans bail. I've seen, hell, we saw Hawks fans bail for a decade plus. And you know, a lot more came back. The 5,000, 7,000 in this city that were there, tried and true, got rewarded. But if you're a Bulls fan right now, what are you really in it for? And I maybe I'm in my own bubble. Who, you know, I don't understand what Jimmy Butler does for people on a nightly basis, because there are a lot of people. You go to Jimmy's Instagram page. There's a lot of mouth hugging going on that joint. Like, oh, Jimmy, you're the best. You're the greatest. I love you, Jimmy.
It's going during the television broadcast.
This team would be nothing without you.
How many of those posts are from Neil?
Real deal. Like, Neil's got a bunch of ghost accounts.
Right.
If DeMarcus Cousins can get moved out of Sacramento because he didn't win. DeMarcus Cousins got moved out of Sacramento because of what? The high water mark for wins with him was what, 33, 34, something like that. Yeah, I know Jimmy Butler isn't the head case that DeMarcus Cousins is. He isn't the big angry black man that screams at people, that makes people, you know, very nervous. I know Jimmy's the kind, gentle, you know, smile at you and have everybody love him to death. Hollywood, behind the scenes, Jimmy Butler. But what does he really do for you if you're a Bulls fan? Outside of having someone to root for that gets
you. Do you really like him that much?
35 wins.
That's the thing. Is he really? I mean, are you buying the whole Jimmy Butler thing?
I
know you're not.
I haven't bought it for a long time for many reasons.
That's the whole bit.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's I don't feel strongly.
For many reasons. You
know, for whatever pure Bulls fan might still be left deep down. I just don't think he's a guy that you naturally feel like rooting for.
The faces of your franchise are Dwayne Wade, who has been here for 50-some-odd games, Jimmy Butler, Gar Foreman, and two owners in Jerry Reinsdorf and Michael Reinsdorf who don't talk about this team.
All right, well, we'll get the specifics on this deal as the deadline passes in just a couple of minutes. Apparently, Philadelphia is still looking for a Jahlil Okafor trade, and we are waiting for David Schuster to be part of the group that will be asking questions of John Paxson and Gar Foreman as the Bulls engage in an apparent continuing cycle of increasingly meaningless activity. We'll talk to you about that and more. Keep it here. Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Made it through the winter, Cubs fans. Spring training baseball is here.
It's got a chance. Gone.
Time to talk Cubs baseball.
Grand slam. Grand slam, Addison Russell.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
That's upside.com.
It's the Auto Showdown Markdown Sale at Woodfield Nissan. They're marking down their best deals, like $10,000 off MSRP on new Nissans. Plus, get $1,000 in Auto Show Nissan bonus cash. Plus, Nissan just announced 0% APR for 72 months on six model lines. Altima, Sentra, Rogue, Murano, Leaf, and Maxima. Plus, get no payments for 90 days. Drive home in a brand new Nissan Sentra markdown priced for only $14,464. Or a brand new Nissan Rogue marked down to $19,215. Want to drive home in a Nissan Altima? Buy now at a markdown price of $18,390. Hurry to Woodfield Nissan at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or WoodfieldNissan.com today. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price on select models. Example of savings is on a 2016 Nissan Titan XD, model number 56816, stock number 361969, two or more available at this offer. Sentra model number 12017, Rogue model number 22117, Altima model number 13117.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.